Chapter 20. Coriantum. 9. And it came to pass, that they ate and slept, and prepared for death on the morrow. And they were large and mighty men, as to the strength of men. And it came to pass, that they fought for the space of 3 hours, and they fainted with the loss of blood. And it came to pass that, when the men of Coriantum had received sufficient strength, that they could walk, they were about to flee for their lives. But behold, Shiz arose, and also his men, and he swore in his wrath, that he would slay Coriantum, or he would perish by the sword. Wherefore he did pursue them, and on the morrow he did overtake them, and they fought again with the sword. And it came to pass that, when they had all fallen by the sword, save it were Coriantum and Shiz, behold, Shiz had fainted with loss of blood. And it came to pass that, when Coriantum had leaned upon his sword, that he rested a little, he smote off the head of Shiz. And it came to pass that, after he had smote off the head of Shiz, that Shiz raised upon his hands and fell, and after that he had struggled for breath, he died. And it came to pass that Coriantum fell to the earth, and became as if he had no life. And the Lord spake unto Ether, and said unto him, Go forth. And he went forth, and beheld that the words of the Lord had all been fulfilled, and he finished his record, and the hundredth part I have not written. It seems a pity he did not finish, for after all his dreary former. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.